feel that...
What we want to do is, you know, is discuss the issues and see if we can arrive at some resolution. But if you start recording, that's not going to be helpful in us resolving the issues.
Why? If you're acting in a good faith...
No, we're acting in good faith because we want to sit down and have a good discussion.
Myself as well. I'm more willing to... Mostly the reason I'm bringing this issue right now is because I'm mostly concerned for the protection of the public. And I feel this is a public issue.
We're not going to proceed with the interview if you're going to tape it.
I did explicitly send you a letter that any verbal conversations we have and that they have with your employees, I will tape. I sent it in September. I have a copy of it.
Well, as I just said, we're not going to proceed with the interview if you're going to tape it.
I could have wired and taped you. Without telling you, I was honest.
Have you got the tape running now?
I was honest, no.
Let's see. Put it on the table then. Let's take a look at it.
I was honest and I told you I want to tape the interview. My main issues right now, there was medical files obtained under duress. I want them removed and all accuracies to be... corrected throughout the files. I provided proof that statements were not accurate. I want the inaccuracies to be corrected. I haven't reviewed what is in the file. I will particularly inform you what I want to be corrected as well. Mrs. Satur, for me, has particular problems with dealing with the public. I'm very concerned about that. Her actions and her statements do not make common sense, contradict with each other.
And you've made a number of comments about that in the letters that you've written us, and we've responded to it in our responses, and you have those in writing. And as I said, you can sit here and talk for an hour if you like, but we're not going to be responding to it. We'll be responding in writing to some of the comments that you're making, and I would suggest too that...
I actually want, if you respond in writing, I feel more comfortable with written communication. Let me clarify for you that
it's our intention that after this meeting we'll respond within 10 working days with our response to your concerns.
That's fine.
Okay.
All concerns I had were put in writing, so you just...
You put the concerns in writing?
Yeah.
And I know Mr. Joint has responded, and you've responded to his letter of March 24th, and we've got some other... areas here that that you've added to your previous concerns, and we'll be prepared to respond to those within 10 working days in writing.
Okay. So what was the point for me coming here? I wanted in the first place to have a written response and to process the complaint in writing.
As I said, the idea was to come and discuss it, and we'll see if we can problem solve it, but not to do with the tape. And if you want to talk for an hour and put your concerns down, we'll certainly get back to you in writing within the next...
English is my second language. My main concern is that I don't really feel very comfortable and very fluent in English.
Yeah, we've addressed that a number of times.
When I put it in writing, whatever I want to be responded is whatever I put it in writing, because when I wrote it, I had the time to translate it myself and to express it properly. I don't want to miss things and issues. I will give you a copy of the conversation, audio copy. I will email it to Mrs. Levine if you want me to. If you don't want me to, I'm not going to harass her with emails.
Okay, well, if you're not going to turn off the tape, we'll get back to you in writing within 10 working days to the issues you've raised in your last two letters, okay? And we'll respond in writing to you with respect to those.
Okay, so further, if I'm not satisfied with your response, what happens
our
within
response
your complaint
will,
procedure?
Yeah, well, we'll indicate that in the letter itself. Okay, in our response to you.
Right. What's the next step after you?
Well, we'll have to look at the issues and respond, and we can certainly let you know where the next step would be at that point.
The board of directors is your next step,
that's
right?
In our complaint procedure, that's
right.
The next step.
So how does one reach the board of
directors? Let's talk about that when we get to that point. As I said, we'll respond in writing, and you can decide when you receive our response the next step you need to go to, and we'll include a copy of the complaint procedure in our response.
I have a copy.
Okay, you know the answer then.
I want to make sure because your complaint procedure is very confusing. There is two routes of the complaint procedure. One says who is a person who is a client, and the other one has number of steps for a person that is not a client. I'm currently not a client. I wasn't a client in September either. And now I'm like a ball of confusion. What's my next step?
We'll be responding to you in writing in within the next 2 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if that finishes the interview, we know your concerns and we'll respond to them. And as I said, and this will be the last time I'll say this, if you're not prepared to turn off the tape, then the interview's over.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you. I can just
thank you for your time.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming down. Sorry we couldn't get more of it.
Well, maybe you should put it in your complaint procedure, no tips on the interviews. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good point. I think you're making a good point.
Yeah, that's what I do for living, for the same procedure.
You? Okay.
Yes,
well,
thank you.
We'll certainly take that.